100 Days to Freedom program, or way of life, offers a structured and holistic approach, tried and tested, that includes spiritual, nutritional, and physical elements, as well as self-denial opportunities to build character and virtue, strengthen the body, heal the soul, nourish the mind, and most of all allows for a reconnection to the spiritual world and especially with God. The program is offered free in digital format, accessible at www.deaconpat.net. Think of the fisherman's net, deaconpat.net. And each day, a short reflection is shared with a specific theme to be the focus of the day. Today is day 80, and the topic is on sleep. Why do we need sleep? People who can get by on 4 hours of sleep sometimes brag about their strength and endurance. But recent scientific studies show that a lack of sleep causes many significant changes in the body and increases your risk for serious health concerns such as obesity, disease, and even early death. Sleep is an important function for many reasons. When you sleep, your brain signals your body to release hormones and compounds that help decrease risk for adverse health conditions, manage your hunger levels, maintain your immune system, and retain memory. But you can't catch up or make up loss of sleep. In fact, consistently sleeping more than 6 to 8 hours a night can negatively impact your health. The healthy amount of sleep for an average adult is around 7 to 8 hours each night. Those who generally sleep for less than 5 to 7 hours a night were 12% more likely to experience a premature death. People who sleep more than 8 or 9 hours per night had an even higher risk, 30%. Researchers also found that people who reduced their nightly sleep time from 7 to 8 hours to below 7 hours, were at an increased risk of death from all causes. Additionally, the researchers also saw an increase in risk of death from all causes in those who slept for a long amount of time per night. Sleep help manages your appetite. Poor sleep habits can increase the body's energy needs. At night, movement and the need for calories are reduced. But when you are sleep deprived, your brain will release chemicals to signal hunger. This can lead to eating more, exercising less, and gaining weight. Sleep helps your immune system function. When you sleep, your immune system releases compounds called cytokines. Some cytokines have a protective effect on your immune system by helping it to fight inflammation, including inflammation due to infection. Without enough sleep, you may not have enough cytokines to keep you from getting sick. Other components of the immune system, like antibodies and white blood cells, can be reduced over time without enough sleep. Sleep helps your memory. In addition to helping you focus, sleep helps protect and strengthen your memory. Research shows that sleeping after learning can help with memory retention. Sleep is also thought to reduce interference from external events. People who are sleep deprived have a harder time receiving information due to the brain's overworked or fatigued neurons, may interpret events differently, tend to have impaired judgment, and lose their ability to access previous information. It's important to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep so that you can experience all the sleep stages. No one stage is responsible for memory and learning. Two stages, rapid eye movement and slow wave sleep, contribute to creative thinking, procedural memory, long-term memory, and memory processing. Sleep is a habit, just like eating healthy and exercise. While everyone misses a few hours of sleep sometimes, chronic lack of sleep is part of an unhealthy lifestyle and increase your risk for serious health concerns. Well, thank you for taking the time to listen about sleep and ponder how much you sleep each day. Are you sleeping enough or are you sleeping not enough? Have a wonderful day. God bless. I'd like to thank you for listening and also for participating in the 100 Days to Freedom program. Remember, the program workbook with instructions, guidance, reflections, and checklists, which are essential to the program, is available at no cost to you via a link on the blog deaconpat.net. Think of the fisherman's net, deaconpat.net. May God continue to reveal himself a little more and more each day, and may you begin to see and feel his presence ever greater in your life. That is my prayer for you. May God bless you and keep you in his loving embrace.